As we have reported, the St. Regis series did not get a contract renewal from Deer Valley, and the parts of the Institute is hoping to stage their concerts at the athletic fields near Quinn's Junction. Terry Orr said the series will kick off with Los Lonely Boys on July 3rd, with a big summer holiday right around the corner.
What we have tried to do traditionally is start right around 4th of July, and we like doing it not on the day itself, because as everybody knows, there's a whole lot going on, and adding a concert to that mix is just adding one more thing. So to kick it off, we're going to have Los Lonely Boys. We had them a couple of years ago outdoors at Deer Valley, and we've had them indoors at the Eccles Center as well. They are L.A. Hispanic-based group who had that great hit, you know, How Far Is Heaven, and a whole bunch of other great hits.
Singer-songwriter Grace Potter returns, even if there's a question mark over her program. She plays on July 13th, the one date that the St. Regis cannot use the fields due to an athletic event.
Again, someone we had a couple of years back. She is just a kind of how I think Janis Joplin must have been back in her day. She's a female rocker that is extraordinary. She had a baby in January and only had taken two dates for the summer, and one was in Telluride. And when her agent and I had a conversation about it, he said, look, I think Grace would want to help you out. So she's agreed to take on a third date for this summer, and she'll come in before she goes to Telluride.
Orr said that Potter will appear at the Eccles Center if no other venue can be found. And Chris Blue appears on July 23rd, again a date close to a summer holiday.
Chris Blue is the phenomenal young blues, gospel, all over the place singer that won The Voice last year, and Alicia Keys was his coach. And he has launched a great career.
On August 5th, which is also Arts Festival weekend, the series features a doubleheader of two phenomenal string musicians. First off is Lucia Beccarelli, who boasts an impressive TV profile.
She was also in the HBO TV show Tremé, and she turned that violin into a fiddle, and she sings. This summer, she is featured as the PBS special, so when they do their fundraising and they show a special and they cut away, it's all about Lucia, and it's pretty fabulous. We are bringing with her someone I've seen perform a couple of times at the TED conference. He's a TED fellow. His name is Joshua Roman. He's also performed with Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble and a whole bunch of other great things. He takes that cello and he turns it into a drum, a guitar, a fiddle. So this is going to be classically trained people with quite an edge.
August 10th is a to-be-announced date, but on the 11th is Don Felder of the Eagles.
Plays guitar and wrote. He gets to sing the songs because he actually wrote them. So there was if you saw the documentary during Sundance a few years ago, the Eagles are a very estranged band at this point in all of their lives, and there were all kinds of controversies, and Don just finally stepped away. But he wrote Hotel California and all of those songs that you're going to be familiar with. So we have never been an organization that's ever done tribute band kind of things. And someone said, is this a tribute to the Eagles? And I said, you know, kind of hell no, this actually is an Eagle.
The schedule also includes Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers on August 16th, the Wallflowers on the 24th with lead singer Jacob Dylan, son of Bob, and the series wraps up on September 2nd, Miner's Day weekend, with at least two performers from the TV series Nashville.
We'll have a third performer in that show, not necessarily from the TV show Nashville, just to be accurate. We believe it will be. This is another piece of a TBA. And we had the only, we were the only ones who presented that idea when it was the first series of the TV show Nashville. We thought, wouldn't it be fun to kind of cherry pick some of those actors, performers, and bring them out to perform? We were threatened with a lawsuit from the network saying that we weren't allowed to use the name Nashville, and got into a whole conversation, which we won, which is Nashville's the name of a city in Tennessee, and it was certainly open to use and not copyrighted. And so after that, then their agents put together an actual tour, and they've been touring that show.
Terry Orr for the St. Regis Bid Stars Bright Night series. For tickets or more information, go online to PartCityInstitute.com or call the box office at 655-3114. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.